Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNC Supply, in-app only.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Halfway home on this Friday night. Thank you for taking me with you wherever you are. Gresh in for JR tonight. Here on the Infinity Sports Network at 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Odyssey NFL insider Jason LaCanfora. And I went through all the games earlier on, broke down what will be the rest of week two in the NFL. It already started with a Green Bay win over Washington. But I really want to know from you, what has grabbed your attention this early NFL season? And the reason that I ask that is because we definitely were sitting around and waiting around for the NFL season to start. And then we finally get here and it doesn't feel like there is a massively huge story that has necessarily captivated fans across the NFL. I'll tell you what's amazing to me is the bunk that Jerry Jones just continues to roll out. Jerry Jones apparently said today on 105.3 The Fan, there are 30 other teams other than the Cowboys playing without Micah. There's ways to play defense and scheme that don't necessarily involve on any player, whether it be Deion Sanders looking back or who it is. A lot of people won a lot of games and didn't have Deion Sanders on the field for them. How that happened? That's called you've got to have about a minimum 40-something players to play this game. So Jerry Jones is still rolling out the, hey, this was a good move for us. And that he expected the bounce for the Green Bay Packers. Come on now, Jer. You know what's really interesting with that guy? It feels like down in Dallas, it's like, don't dare question Jerry. Don't dare challenge him. But in trying to put the propaganda out there about the Micah Parsons trade, isn't Jerry Jones telling us that the defense that he built isn't good enough? Whenever Jerry Jones resorts to the, well, part of the reason we traded him is because we're not good at stopping the run and we're getting a defensive tackle and blah, 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 bull crap. Like, just what a load of, one of the biggest loads of hooey you're ever going to hear out of an NFL owner. And here's another one here. Jerry Jones said, quote, I see an allocation. I see more of an allocation here as opposed to Herschel Walker, which was basically get draft picks and was basically a recognition that we would compete on another day. This was not that. This was a very conscious trade to get 3, 4, 5, 6 players for one. And then Jerry said, which will be better off? The one player? Outstanding. He's an outstanding player, but we should be able to get, as a matter of fact, we got one on the field, Kenny Clark, And, of course, people say, but he's no Micah. Well, I'm going to debate that at all because Micah – or I'm not going to debate that at all because Micah is very special. But I'll tell you this right now. By the time this happens, and as we look forward to Dak's time, when we made his contract and we look forward, this was the best way to maximize our chance to get to a Super Bowl for Dak. And why is Jerry so cemented, or why are his thoughts rooted in trying to do well for Dak? Because, hey, I picked Dak, and I'm a football guy. Now, a lot of people out there think old Jerry Jones ain't a football guy, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to pay this quarterback a ton of money, and I'm going to bend over backwards trying to make sure that this guy gets to the Super Bowl, because then I would be Jerry Jones, who had picked a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Therefore, it makes me a football guy. Amen. But really, this is – Jerry Jones is not the kind of guy who wants to hear the bad. He's not the kind of guy who wants to hear he did a bad job. But the more he defends the trade of Micah Parsons and talks about, well, our run defense wasn't good. We need to fix our run defense. That is maybe for the first time Jerry Jones admitting – that, you know, even though they have, I forget the guy's name, they have some Dubois down there who is the alleged either like general manager or head of player personnel or whatever, and we know it all runs through Jerry. We know nothing gets done without being okayed by Jerry. Or Jerry just up and does it himself and doesn't care what anybody thinks. But it's just really funny to me that Jerry Jones has had to, in my opinion, throw himself under the bus like he never has before to defend trading away Micah Parsons, because Micah Parsons, at the end of the day, really wanted to use an agent, which is his right by the CBA of the NFL. But in old Jerry's world, that isn't the case. And I'll tell you, the New England Patriot fans, since probably 2001, have had it really well, really well. I've seen more playoff games than I can count or care to remember. But even last year, when Gerard Mayo was eroding the football culture in Foxborough, even that guy didn't sink to where Jerry has gone to kind of defend himself. But let me tell you something about the fans. In New England, even there, 6 Super Bowls, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, as soon as Belichick was gone, no faith in what was going on. And you know what happened? Fans actually voted with their feet and stopped showing up. With only one preseason game, why do you think the Patriots honored Tom Brady once again? Because it was the only way they knew they can get people to show up. The last couple weeks of the year last year, they started to give away free food in what are called the red seats, the club seats. Now, let me just lay this out for you, okay? So my father-in-law is a money manager, and he, through his company, has had what they call red seats in Foxborough Stadium. You always see the red seats. It looks like they're empty. Well, that's because they're the club seats. So you can either buy for season tickets and then pay your parking every week and get your food and whatever. But in the red seats, the people in the red seats pay to park right near the escalator that takes them to the club. And the people in the red seats pay more money to be able to go inside if it's cold, to then purchase things from what used to be a better menu, higher priced kind of experience in the club area. Now, you pay more for better parking, and you do get a seat near and around the 50-yard line, and you can come in if it's cold, and there's also some different concession areas. Last year, went to the last game of the season because I wanted to see how few people showed up, and there were only, I don't know, maybe 30,000 people there. Season was done after the holiday. Forget about it. People didn't show. Now, the Crafts were fixing to make a move on Gerard Mayo anyway, but you know what New England fans did? Now, I know there are, sorry, Cowboy fans, they're saltier, they're tougher than you, but let's just be real about it. It took 1 year for Patriot fans to look at what was going on and be like, this is not good. I don't want to support this, and stop going. At what point do Cowboy fans that are fed up with Jerry Jones vote with their feet? If it can happen in New England, it can happen in Dallas. It was 23 glorious years of home football at Gillette Stadium where people didn't want to leave. They were scrambling for tickets versus scrambling to avoid the place. If they can do it there, then even you weak-minded sheep Cowboy fans could do the same. That's if you're really upset at your owner. Which I don't even know if Cowboy fans get upset at Jerry Jones. They've just accepted so much of who he is. And you know what? You're unhappy. Do what other fans do. Don't show up. Don't put 107,000 people in AT&T Stadium this weekend. Knock that down to 70,000 or 75. And see how Jerry Jones ends up reacting. The problem is, Cowboy fans are just too accepting of everything Jerry. I've even had people call me on this network who do the whole, Jerry was right in doing this, and here are all the reasons why. And it's like, no. Jerry got upset because he actually had to talk to an agent, which is in the CBA. And I know that Jerry Jones will say, yeah, we didn't violate any NFLPA rules or something like that. He kind of did with, engaging the guy in the conversation in the first place without his representation. And quite honestly, here's the other part of that. When Micah Parsons came into the league, there was a negotiation with his agent. So why would the negotiation be with Micah? That's not a negotiation. That's a talking to. But in the world of Jerry Jones, that's exactly what he is, want to do. And at the end of the day, he's just going to keep running his bullcrap. He's just going to keep running his mouth so that he is the star of the Cowboys and keep all of this going. So at least the Cowboys get the Giants this weekend. That's a team they can beat. How many people will show up? They're going to fill the place. Why would I expect Cowboy fans to actually vote with their feet and not show up almost in protest of Jerry Jones? Hey, Jer, I'm sick of the way you're running it. You traded away my favorite player. Bleep you. I ain't going. It worked in New England. I'm telling you, it definitely, when you're an owner that you're used to a stadium being full, right? When you're that NFL owner where you know, open the gates and it's going to be filled. Now, that's a lot of NFL stadiums, but there are teams like Buffalo, like New England, like Baltimore, like Pittsburgh, where there is a little bit of a special feel, let's say, when it comes to those home games. And especially in years where your team is really good and the expectations are incredibly high. And if you're upset at your team or your owner or the coach, there are ways to be able to voice that. And it feels like, especially now that we're 2 weeks out from the move and a couple of Green Bay Packer wins in, the Cowboy fans have really clammed up. And that they're very much not going to vote with their feet. And they will be there against the Giants Sunday at 1 o'clock. Because they'll convince themselves, this is how we can support our guy, Jarrah. And again, there are times where I don't know why you would, but Jerry Jones is still out there trying to defend himself. We'll see what his Cowboys get done this weekend. We will get to the week in the NFL next. I'm Gresh, in for JR. This is JR Sports Brief on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNC Supply, in-app only.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's Gresh.
Top of next hour at 9 p.m. Eastern, we'll talk to Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora. Man, oh man, you try to, this week has been something on social media to say the least. Just trying to just get through like a normal Twitter feed and just trying to find some basic information, and nope, not this week. Next week I'll come back to. Because everybody can set up their Twitter the way they want to. I really set mine up for, like, news, breaking news, stuff that I need to follow for the various shows that I'm doing. But you know what? Like, you know, you go to the For You on your timeline versus the following on the timeline. My goodness gracious. What a massive difference, I would say. In the way that the scrolling timeline works with each of those. So we've got a lot of early injuries to factor into to some of these games this weekend. So Ed Oliver won't play against the Jets. The Cowboys' Daron Bland is out for week two. The New England Patriots announced that their star corner Christian Gonzalez is gonna miss again. Ikem Ekwonu, the left tackle of Carolina, has an illness. He's limited. He is questionable to play. Wide receiver Jedi Walker of the Bears is listed as doubtful. Kyler Gordon out with a hamstring. Well, the good thing for the Bears is that Jalen Johnson is off the injury report, set to make his season debut. Apparently, kicker Jake Moody, who was waived by the 49ers this week, is signing to Chicago's practice squad. Nate Atkins, tight end for Denver, ruled out. Dre Greenlaw with a quad, he's going to be out as well. Taylor Decker, the left tackle of the Detroit Lions, is battling a shoulder. He did not practice and is listed as questionable. I know Ack mentioned it in the in one of the updates. Green Bay wide receiver Jaden Reed is going to have surgery early next week on his fractured collarbone, suffered in last night's win over the Commanders. Per rap sheet, the hope is that Reed will be able to return in November. Braxton Berrios, wide receiver for Houston, did not participate in Friday's practice. That's normally an indicator that you are you're likely to be out. Apparently, the Jaguars are looking pretty clean. Unfortunately for the Chiefs, they are not. Xavier Worthy, he's got a shoulder limited. He's doubtful. Andy Reid told reporters today he has a slim chance at playing, no pun. And wide receiver Jalen Royals with a knee to not practice, he has been ruled out. So the Chiefs are set to take on the Eagles, and Kansas City may not have Jalen Royals. They may not have Xavier Worthy. And they got to turn around and try to beat the very best team in all the land. Good luck to Kansas City at 0-1 already. You know, when you think about it, we could be end of September and already know that the Kansas City Chiefs are not going to get the number one seed in the AFC. If Kansas City loses to Philadelphia, and then they turn around in week four and they lose to Baltimore, now you're talking about a team with three losses in the first 4 weeks of the regular season, and that would all but be, especially losing to who you would be losing to, then end up being a potential death blow. Now, I know Kansas City and Buffalo will play later in the year. So if Kansas City ended up beating Buffalo, that would give them the edge on the head-to-head if it came down to it with the number one seed. But I just don't think Kansas City is going to be in the running for that thing. I really don't. I don't see them getting through the month of September clean. You know, they turn around and beat the Eagles, and then they win week three, and then they beat Baltimore. All right, then maybe that one-on-one battle against Buffalo end of October, early November. Because it's very likely that the Buffalo Bills are going to be undefeated going into their game against Kansas City later on this season. Hang on, I want to pull up the Bills schedule here. Listen to the next 5 weeks for the Bills. Tell me where there's a loss, okay? New York Jets. They're at the New York Jets. Home for the Dolphins on a Thursday night. Then hosting New Orleans. And then hosting New England on Sunday night. Is that October? Is October 5th? October 5th is a Sunday night. So they'll play New England on Sunday Night Football and then turn around the next week and play at Atlanta. And I do believe the game against Atlanta, hang on here, is Monday Night Football. And then the Bills get a bye week, a very well-placed bye week. But forget the times and the dates and when they're going to play and da-da-da. Bills, tell me where there's a loss. Jets, Dolphins, Saints, Patriots, Falcons. There isn't one. Then there's the bye week. Then there's Carolina, who's going to get smacked by the Bills. And then the game against Kansas City, early November. But I think the Bills are going to be 7-0 going into Kansas City. Or sorry, going into the Kansas City game where the Bills are hosting that day. And then check this out for the Bills after the Chiefs. They get the Dolphins, the Bucks, the Texans, the Steelers, the Bengals, the Patriots, the Browns, the Eagles, and the Jets. So if you're Buffalo, beat up on these bad teams early, jump out to a 7-0 record, and then your season really begins with Kansas City. Then you're mixing in and playing some teams that even if they aren't great, they've at least got a little fight, a little spunk, right? Like Tampa Bay. They're not going to roll over. Houston has been tough. Pittsburgh, what will they look like at the end of November with Aaron Rodgers? And then the Bills end up dealing with Cincinnati. And then it's a couple of easy ones, the Patriots and the Browns, before getting the Eagles and then the Jets to end the year. But if you're the Bills with this schedule, it's all in front of you before you play this game November 2nd against Kansas City. And that's why this weekend is so important for KC. If you want to hold on to the off chance that you may end up being the number one seed or having a chance for it, you got to win this game against Philadelphia. Not because of the head-to-head part of it, but because you can't be 0-2 against Buffalo, who will likely be 2-0 because they're playing the Jets. You can't be down two games already to a team that plays you at home in early November. That's a tread lightly situation. But man, if you're the Bills, I'm telling you, it is that win against Baltimore meant so much. And I think for a lot of fans, it was, oh, it's Josh Allen being Josh Allen again. But when you really think about it, if the Bills handle business, that game against the Ravens may end up being the one that gets them the number one seed in a tiebreaker when it is all said and done. So we're starting to now peel through the injuries in the NFL. We're now starting to get to the attrition. We're week two, and we're already in an attrition stage with so many guys on all these teams to varying degrees that are dinged up. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Gresh in for JR tonight on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's get updated on everything in the world of sports. Here's Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNC supply in app only.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
From unsolved mysteries to unexplained phenomena, from comedy gold to relationship fails, Amazon Music's got the most ad-free top podcasts, included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's Gresh.
This NASCAR race preview sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hard-working pros they serve. So this weekend, it is short track racing, baby, at Bristol Motor Speedway. And tomorrow night, tonight, going on right now at Bristol is the Food City 300, where Sam Mayer has the lead. Connor Zilich, who is going to be the Xfinity Series Rookie of the Year and is headed to the Cup level next year. Zilich is in second right now at the old Food City 300, but tomorrow night it is the Bass Pro Shops Night Race, Saturday Night Racing at Bristol Motor Speedway. Now, one of the things that I love about Bristol is it's a short track, but it's a long race because they're going 500 miles. They're doing a whole bunch of laps at Bristol, and you know that all it takes is a bang against the wall, a hiccup, a flat tire, something like that, that ultimately just takes you out of this race. That's the hard part of this race, is there's no easy way for you to pit under green. There's no easy way for you to really overcome what could be just a disastrous part of your day, where, say, you've got to come in with an unplanned pit stop or something like that. You're down a couple of laps, and it's easy to get down real easy in Bristol. AJ Allmendinger is on the pole. So he will, after qualifying in the first, have a 39-driver field. Allmendinger stole the spotlight from the playoff contenders. Ryan Blaney almost ended up stealing the pole, but it was Allmendinger's first of this season, his first at Bristol and fifth of his career. AJ Allmendinger is not noted as a short track racer. AJ Allmendinger is noted as one of the big super speedway guys. So it is interesting that a guy like Allmendinger will be out in front. And listen, you're out in front in Bristol and you get that clean air and you could find a way to establish at least a little bit of a lead and give yourself a cushion there in that first stage. Now you're talking if you're Allmendinger. But there will be, you know, it's playoff points once again. And I know that cut line in terms of the four who would be out is constantly changing. And it is one of the fun reasons to watch a NASCAR race, is to see just sort of how everything changes on a dime, and how, Shane Van Gisbergen, who won a bunch of road races this year, he's trying to move on to the next round, where there is a road race where if that guy can win in the next round, he can move on to the round of eight. But this guy's got to find a way to survive this race. I don't know. Let me hang on here. I don't know if Bristol is a cutoff race. Is Bristol a cutoff race? Which means that they would be moving on to the next round after this. This is the cutoff race, marking the end of the first round. It's a 500-lap event, and it's going to be gnarly. It's just a long day there in Bristol, Tennessee. So four drivers will be eliminated from the playoffs after the race. Let's see here. Let me see if I can snag some NASCAR standings. My A doesn't work on my laptop still, and I have to I always have to go back, and I have an A that I could paste in there. Let me see here. Let me click on this. Bad Larry. Fine, I agree to whatever. Right now, the drivers that would be eliminated would be Josh Berry, who's 45 points back. He has no chance. He wrecked out in the first two races of the first round. And then you have Alex Bowman, same thing. Bad wreck, race one of the playoffs. Put him back. He hasn't been able to recover. I mentioned Shane Van Gisbergen. If Van Gisbergen gets through and he ends up getting his hands on winning that road race next round, you're talking about a guy who might be able to make a run to the Final Four, because he does have a ton of playoff points from his wins during the regular season. And then Austin Dillon, who is only 11 points back, which really is not that big a deal. That's something that can be flipped in this Bristol race. Now, at the bottom of the guys who would make it are Austin Cindric at plus 11, Ross Chastain, who are 19 points to the good, and old Joey Logano in 10th, 21 points to the good. Denny Hamlin and Chase Briscoe have already moved on through. Kyle Larson will clinch moving through very quickly. So will, believe it or not, Bubba Wallace. Not only Bubba Wallace making the playoffs, but Bubba Wallace advancing to the next round, I am predicting. So not something I had on the old bingo card to start the year. So there's your NASCAR update. Yes, I'm on the many few who will sit here and talk to you on a weekly basis, and I will – I am a NASCAR. I do know what's going on. My wife watches all the time. I don't want to say I'm a fan, but I'm definitely interested in some of these cutoffs and kind of where it's all going. So anyway, I also came across this story. I guess it's never too early to start to dream about your next quarterback. Rob Rang, NFL draft analyst for Fox Sports. Yes, Fox Sports is back in the having writers on their website game. When there was a former ESPNer who went to Fox and just tanked that website. Then that guy got fired for being inappropriate. But Rob Rang said there are a few days in the sports calendar which annually generate more overreactions than the Monday after week one of the NFL season. So he decided to do a first-round mock draft and really just highlight the quarterbacks. So Rob Rang has, because this is up at FoxSports.com, the New Orleans Saints taking Garrett Nussmeier, quarterback of LSU, and then at number two, the Cleveland Browns taking Arch Manning. If there's one thing, I think there are a few things that gentlemen hold closely. Their units would be one of them. I'd bet my twig and giggleberries that if the New Orleans Saints have the number one pick and Arch Manning comes out, they're taking Arch Manning. They're taking Arch Manning. If Arch comes out and the Saints have that number one pick, they're taking Arch. They're going back to the old, you know, Arch Manning love line, let's call it. And it's Arch 2.0. There's no way in hell that if the Saints have Arch Manning on the board that they will take another quarterback, in my opinion. So Rob Rang's got the Saints taking Garrett Nussmeier, Cleveland going with Arch Manning. You got the Titans. Oh, no, let me see here. It was because he did a whole bunch. Carolina taking Lenoris Sellers, quarterback of South Carolina. That's a Carolina move, no question. lot of offensive linemen going early on. How about this? Cade Klubnik, quarterback to Dallas. That would be, would that not be the turn of all turns from Jerry Jones? Hey, the best way for me to build a winner around Dak is to trade away our best defensive player and get these picks. Oh, yeah. Let me then turn around and take a quarterback. Oh, it'd be juicy. I'd sign up for it. There is no question that would be juicy, to say the least. Let me see who the other one. Oh, the Rams taking Fernando Mendoza, quarterback from Indiana, according to Rob Rang. Let me see here. Is there another quarterback at the end of the first round? No, there isn't. So if I've got this right, Rob Rang, he's got Saints taking Nussmeier, Browns taking Arch, Panthers taking Lenore Sellers, that's three, and then Cowboys taking Klubnik is four, Steelers taking Drew Aller at 17, there's your fifth QB, and then I'd mentioned the, Fernando Mendoza being taken by the Rams. So that's at least one guy who's looking at it and saying there could be six first-round quarterbacks that could go in this draft. Interesting piece by Rob Rang. Check that out at foxsports.com. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Paul, who is in Rhode Island. Paul, you're with Gresh here on the Infinity Sports Network.
My old friend. It's been a
Hi,
while.
Paul.
How you been?
I'm good, pal. How are you?
I always support you if you're on, or my if I'm not busy. Listen, this Arch Manning thing, I don't know. I think, you know, we had a connection between Ole Miss and the Giants, and we had a connection, another quarterback. I think he's going to the 49ers, man. I don't see, I mean, they paid all that money, but I don't know. I don't think the 49ers got a backup. I really don't think so. That's just my opinion. My other, I forgot why I called. I apologize. But I'm going to go with and honor your show.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
There's something going on with the first-year quarterback. They're rushing them too much. That's all.
Yeah, it is interesting to see how either young guys like Drake May or rookie quarterbacks end up handling this year. Paul, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. I was a believer in Mac Jones. I think he ended up getting ruined by Belichick and Matt Patricia, and they were going to try to keep Matt Patricia again for another year, and that was just Bill digging in his heels against the Crafts needlessly. I'm not anti-Mac. I think you get Mac in a situation like the 49ers, little run game, you got a quarterback, or excuse me, you have a good coach who could turn around and build the guy's confidence. Again, this guy got put with Matt flipping Patricia. It is, you know, there is something to the end of the Belichick run and some of the, I don't know, more controversial, nuttier, crazier decisions, however you want to look at it. That was clearly one of them. And it looked like they had nailed a first-round pick to where he wasn't going to be Tom Brady, but maybe he could have been a 10-11 win guy every year, and in the rare year, you pop, you have the great season. You know that Mac Jones has played at Alabama, won national championship, been put through the ringer, all that kind of stuff. You know, we'll see how he does with San Francisco. You know what's really crazy is everybody, it feels like, will give Justin Fields, oh, yeah, I'll just reset my expectations. Yeah, this guy will be good here. This guy will be good here. This guy will be good here. And it hasn't been the case. And yet with Mac, it was, nope, just flush him, be done with it. Nobody's willing to give him the kind of mulligans that have been given Justin Fields. We'll get into everything NFL with Jason LaConfora, Odyssey NFL Insider, I'll do that next. I'm Gresh, in for JR, here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNC Supply, in-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
From unsolved mysteries to unexplained phenomena, from comedy gold to relationship fails, Amazon Music's got the most ad-free top podcasts, included with Prime. Download the Amazon Music app today.